meeting?
What are we discussing? Boys?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
I mean, my suggestion was to go over the conversations I was having with this individual today.
Okay. All right, let's start.
It's on my iPhone.
Well, that sucks, man.
Dude, you show up, remember everything, you know? What's on your notes?
Essentially, like, the very, very, very broad version of it was he was basically talking about, yo, bro, why are you being distant? And I said, bro, we literally don't have anything to talk about. Like, I don't want to make small talk every time we talk. Because at the end of the day, I could be doing something for myself. So, when I start to talk to you about God and you start getting distant from me, why shouldn't I get distant from you when you're talking to me about non-God stuff? Like, how many times can we talk about sports and politics? And essentially, I started to witness to him about what Jesus is doing in my life. And he started to talk to me about, yo, bro, I'm also at peace with what we're doing. What happened?
What?
It's not recording
anymore. It is recording.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Look.
Oh.
Well, now it is.
No, it's recording.
Man, was this guy?
Why does it do that?
Because it's always on display.
From, special, man. Guy?
Yeah, from
the
from
neighbor?
Yeah. Oh. Not the neighbor, bro. The neighbor.
Just a high school friend, huh?
Yeah, high school friend.
Gotcha.
And essentially he was telling me, like, bro, I've been doing soul searching, like, bro, like, I believe in science, and I just believe that if there's anything that happens, I'm just, like, good in my heart. And what ended up kind of getting across was, bro, if there is a judge, you're not the judge. If you're the one that dictates good and bad, then you can just call yourself good regardless of how you define what good is. You can say it's good to kill babies, and if you're the judge of your own life and you deem yourself good, then what kind of foundation is that based? And you're just kind of your own God at that point. And at that point, that's what we call Satanism.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. Like, in killing babies, that's a big no.
But I don't think that's our main focus.
I know. Right? I'm just saying. No.
Yeah. When it comes to,
you do have
ministering.
Point.
Yeah.
An excellent point. You know?
Yeah. We'll definitely discuss that in a different, different opportunity. But no, like when it comes to like having non-Christian coworkers, it's always difficult because sometimes they could be describing symptoms of them literally seeking God, and they know that God is the answer, but they are always trying to find some sort of alternative. It's like, everything that they're describing, my soul hurts. Like I need love in my life, or like I feel like I'm missing something. And what's crazy is there's only one answer for that, and they refuse to take that answer as the answer. So that's something I've noticed as well, like with dealing with people that are not in the Christian circle, especially coworkers and such.
It's so interesting because remember up. Saturday when we,
Speak up, project.
Saturday, do you remember when we went out evangelizing at Central Park? So, wait, can we speak Russian as well?
I would encourage it.
Encourage it?
Because Americans really are interested.
Okay, so...
Gotta get some culture value in there. No, yeah, it is what it is, yeah.
No, okay, Karushi. So, we went evangelizing Saturday, so, like, we had, like, a little base kind of set up, like, it was, like, full of volleyball, like, little snacks here and there, and then there would be, like, 2x2, we went out to the park, kind of evangelizing and such. Me and this dude came up to this other dude that was sitting on the bench, and he was telling me about how he has this, like, sort of, like, something missing. I was like, do you feel like there's something missing? And he was like, yeah, he's like, all the time. Like, I explained it to him, like, that's the God-shaped hole, you know? And he says that he's Christian, but he's like, here's what he says. He believes, but that's it. He was like, I take my own spiritual journey. Kind of, like, he believes, but, like, he doesn't go beyond the belief, you know?
To that extent, it should be said that Hindu, Muslim, and a lot of religions will recognize Jesus as a human being that lived and did good.
As a prophet.
Yeah, like Muslims recognize Jesus as a prophet. the Hindu people just recognize that Jesus, he was just like a really virtuous guy, and history recognizes the life and death of Jesus, and there's yet still people that don't even believe Jesus was actual, mm-hmm. let alone a deity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's people that have like a moral compass that doesn't even, there's no magnetism in it, because they don't even realize that it's like actual history. And then there's history books that diverge this way and say this happened, and then, you know, false gospel happened, like the Bible of Alexandria, talking like inverting like half of the Bible.
Never heard of this.
Gnosticism. Mm-hmm. We can talk about Gnosticism, but it's pretty heavy to digest.
You're gonna have to elaborate a little on that.
Yeah, Gnostic.
Define the term Gnostic.
I mean, it's fake gospel. The Gnosticism is using the Bible to tell stories that aren't like biblical anymore. Like Star Wars is Gnosticism, because it uses the Empire. That's like actually, if you really look at the plot of Star Wars, the Empire is Tipa the Trinity, and the Rebels is like Tipa Satan and his angels departing the authority.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I mean, see it a lot in pop culture.
I mean, what was interesting for me, you mentioned about Hindu, and I basically, I forgot something at home, like, you know, stairs and stuff, and I went home, and I kind of started talking to my neighbor, and she was all against religion. She's all like, you know.
I didn't mean to say Hindu. In India, Christians are being persecuted. I meant to say Buddhist.
Yeah.
Well, they're actually Hindu is a religion as well. Hinduism and Buddhism, they're two different religions. And
yeah, but Buddhism. Buddhism
actually, like Jesus Christ is one of the deities in their religion.
For real?
So yeah, when I was in Thailand, I saw I visited one of their temples, and literally on the side there was like some paintings of Jesus in there.
Oh, so,
so
like
literally Jesus is part of their.
They have a whole bunch of different goddesses.
But look, that's what's messed up is that he's just one of their deities. He's not the main deity. That's what we Christians believe. But for them, he's just one of the deities.
I'll look it up right now.
Interesting. And that's why.
Yeah, this homie doesn't trust me, man.
She's like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'd rather be in Buddhism because they don't like go against each other. What she didn't like in Christianity or Muslims is, or like in general religion, they always fight against each other.
Buddhism.
And Buddhism, it's like they accept all gods.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, she's like Tipa, like inclusive, like
yeah,
like trying to.
Well,
be inclusive.
That's maybe why it's so appealing to celebrities, is because of its inclusivity.
Yeah, it's like if they accept everyone, like nobody
people,
fights.
People
against.
Want a supernatural experience.
Yep.
That's why they download Harry Potter video game and get it. That's why they watch like movies about magic. That's why they watch movies about like, you know, mystical experiences. People want a supernatural experience, and if the church doesn't give it to them, then the world will.
Yep.
It's supply and demand. It's literal supply and demand.